God recognizes, oh, it's the birth.
Before the question, what's the first machlokas? So first shita says, what's up with just factually? The first shita says that by Mechusar Kippurim, there's a matir to bring my korban Mechusar Kippurim, right, on Erev Pesach. Why? Ostensibly,
because
why? Right, because this way, if I eat, I have to be able to eat kachim. I got to bring that korban to eat kachim and korban Pesach that night. Whereas the other side says no. He says I could do this during the entire year. It's not limited to Erev Pesach during the entire year. Okay, so pretend it's not a kasha for a second, right? How would you define that machlokas? But we have to add one question. You didn't catch me on this. In that question, it's okay. In that question is also a havamina. In other words, before we approach this, before Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel step in, the assumption is that the only thing that's permitted to do post Korban Tamid Ben Arbayim is a Korban Pesach.
Right.
It's a chiddush to say I can forget Mechusar Kippurim for a second. It's a chiddush to say I can do anything. There's Tanakama saying no. Tanakama is saying that you can do Mechusar Kippurim, but is it? Let's start with one premise, okay, and then we'll loop back around to the easy answer. What you guys are saying by the Korban Pesach. One premise, right? So let's have one principle, okay? After the Korban Tamid Ben Arbayim, right? The what does Hashlama tell me? What is unable to come into existence after
any
the Korban?
Any
new Chiyuv Korban,
right.
Okay? A Chiyuv Korban cannot come into existence after, make it a time, like 7 p.m. I don't really mean that, but it's just an easier way to think of it that way. Like 7 p.m. is closing time of the Mikdash, no new Korbanos, okay? So if that's true, right? So now, that's why I'm pushing you further than the sequence idea. If you're telling me, so one way to learn is to say, well, one second, right? The guy's a Zav, right? Now, what is he doing? What's he in the once halacha's a Zav, once the certain amount of days go by, now he's in his Tahor days, goes to the Mikvah, and then Korban. So what you could argue is that once the days of being a Zav are over, what now automatically comes into existence?
Yeah.
All these things come into existence. Tahor, et cetera, et cetera. No, so now there's not a conflict. That's why it wouldn't be a conflict on mitzvah versus mitzvah.
But aren't you still...
Like, to help out, just these guys feel really bad about themselves. So it turns out, let's say I'm chayiv, let's say I'm a Zav, right? And what did I do? I don't care about the mechanics behind it. I was able to bring a shalmei nedava, okay? Meaning, I promised to bring a sacrifice, right? I came to the temple. Let's assume I'm not tum anymore. I went to the mikvah, but I haven't brought my korban to fix my status of being a Zav. But I did bring a shalmei nedava. Now, I brought the shalmei nedava before the korban tamas ben arbayim, and then I fell asleep, right? So now, right, what I have to do? I still have to bring my korban tamid, my mechusar kippurim korban. There's a lot of facts here, I know, right? But one second. But in doing so, what can't I do? For sure. What can't you do at night? Haktaras Emurim. I can't burn the Emurim. So even though it's an incomplete korban, I still bring it out to Talmud Shabbat Arbayim. That's how far they go with this.
Let's say I make a...
It can't generate a new Chiyuv korban. That's what it means. But it doesn't mean... I'm saying in general. It doesn't mean korban can't exist. Right? That's not what it means. It just means that a new Chiyuv korban can't emerge.
So then it's
not an issue of mitzvah versus mitzvah. Right? But what's the other way of learning? By Zav. Tanakama holds, what do you mean factually? He holds you can only do it by Korban Pesach. So he holds this would be, in other words, he has to learn. Everyone agrees you can't generate a new Chiyuv after the, what do you call it, the Shlama. That everyone agrees with. So even Tanakama is going to agree if I have a pre-existing Chiyuv that could exist afterwards.
Yeah, so you could bring it.
I said that before. In other words, when is the chiyuv of Chusuf Yibarim come into existence? Right? So you could argue there's two possibilities, right? Either you're going to say that it's extant when, right? When he's no longer, what do you call it? When he's no longer a Tameh, right? Meaning as when those original days go by, now he's got his days of Tahara and he culminates that with going to the Mikvah, etc. So it already existed like whatever, 7 days ago. Or what? Obviously. What's the other possibility? Think about it. What? Okay, so when is that going to happen? When is the earliest moment they could possibly have this chiyuv come into existence?
By
after the akrava of his other...
No. When is the earliest possible moment? What do you mean? You have to be... Good. So when is the chiyuv come into existence in that way of learning? And then what these guys were saying is what Tanakama turns to. Because you would think what's the matir by Korban Pesach? So you would think in the Havamina you would think that it's a Maisa, right? And only a Maisa Korban Pesach is mutter after Tamash Ben Arbayim. Why would that ever include Mechusar Kippurim? That's not a Maisa of Korban Pesach. But I think what you guys are trying to say is that no, Rather, what's the address of the matir? A Kiyum Pesach. So Bechosik Yibarim is a Kiyum Pesach. I mean, it's Pashas. We're running out of time. Chatas Of. So what are the two answers? Now this is also interesting methodology-wise, because we have two answers, right? You have Chatas Of. What's Chatas Of? Why does that work? Why is that not an issue?
There's no Haktara.
There's no Haktara on the Mizbeach. And then the second guy comes along and says, no. He says, it's Chatas Behema. Why Chatas Behema? Because you put the stuff on the Mizbeach. Now, right, he's going a step further, okay?
So, but he's saying you're not doing a Haktara, though.
Say it again?
You're not doing a Haktara, though.
But so I would argue, let me ask you guys, how would you approach this? This mop, again,
it seems like it's about.
You think that there's no more avoda after the Karma Tamid, Shalbein Arbayim. Period. Done. End of story. Right? You're done. Now, right? Notice, we push Rabbi Shmuel into a corner. Now we're slowly moving back. Now we're going to say, no. There is something you can do. Why? I think the way I put it before is good. Like, in other words, the Gemara went to the other extreme. You can't do any avoda afterwards. Isn't this avoda?
So maybe, a second.
So Ellie wants to suggest, right, something about the Mizbeach. Right? Okay, something about the Mizbeach. And he wants to differentiate between the, in other words, if I said that the Korbanos system ends at the Korban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, then I can't do anything afterwards. I can't play this game of Chatas Of. I can't do any avoda. No. So I think your intuition is correct about the Mizbeach. Now, what he's trying to say is that the Mizbeach is Koveya for a certain function, right? Its function during the day is to burn Korbanos, okay? But Fader's question is a good question. But of course, the answer is very simple. It's not that the Mizbeach lacks any kviyas post Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. That's not what happens.
That has the kviyah being
close. No. What's its designation after the Korban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim? What does Hashlama do? It switches the function of Mizbeach to that which is burning the day's Korbanos to what? Burning the leftovers. That is a whole different halacha chalo shame. So what would a haktara do then?
It would turn it into a
leftover. It would violate its designation. Exactly. You can't introduce a Maisa Haktara if this thing is designated for burning leftovers.
That's what Hashlein.
So why would the Chatas Of not be a violation of that?
It doesn't do anything on the
Mizbeach.
What?
No, let's be... I'm doing Zrika, right?
No, you're not. You're just like squeezing a little on the side. That's not like on the...
Because you're doing something to the Mizbeach, not with the Mizbeach. That's the difference. Let me clarify. I cannot introduce... Right, we have a Seder. The Seder is from Tamid to Tamid, meaning Tamid Shal Shachar to Tamid Shal Shachar. Right. So what happens? I have my Seder Korbanos during the day, then I have my Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. Now the Mizbeach has a new cycle. Think of it like a washing machine, right? It goes from like a rinse to spin, right? It goes a different cycle, right? So I can't introduce a new Maisa Haktara when it's undergoing that cycle. There's no mechanism. But the Korban Pesach, that exists in a different
cycle. Either one, though?
No, Koppel, you're 100% correct, right? Hold on. Let me get back to this. Let me get to that. Hold on. I'm trying to answer. So now Chatasov makes sense, because Koppel made the point of saying there's no real Zrika there. It's Matan Damim. Exactly. You know why? Because... I can't do anything. I can't do a Maisa Haktara with the Mizbeach. I wouldn't say on yet.
I mean on like.
I know what you mean. I know.
Physically.
With the Mizbeach, right? So now.
It's not with it. It is on.
I know. But there's something more. Let's see both sides, okay?
Mizbeach doesn't use the Mizbeach.
So, okay. So what? To set it up, why would you have a problem? The Chatas Of guy is going to say, there's no way I'm going to let you go ahead and put these Emurim on the Mizbeach. That can't happen.
By definition,
in other words, when you bring the Emurim on the Mizbeach, so maybe you'll argue, I'm initiating the Haktara.
Right.
I'm initiating it. So that's why I'd be a problem. Bring us home, Kapo. So that's one side. So one side's going to say that I can't engage in a process of Haktara. So if I bring the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach, I've initiated the process.
Versus burning it is the only Haktara process.
Or I can't do a Maisa Haktara. What's a Maisa Haktara? Burning of fats.
You're saying what changes the designation?
Knows his kachim. Once the Emurim, right, very good, guys. See, like kachim, guys. Once the Emurim are up in the Mizbeach, I can't take them back down again. That means I've initiated the process of Haktara. Now, just when you think we worked it all out, the Gemara's got one last gasp. Listen to this. Yeah, exactly. Rav Kahana Rami, he asked a question. Ksiv. Okay, so it says what? The Torah tells us, lo yalin, so do not leave over the
facts of the
Korban Chagiga until morning. Okay, so what does that mean? Okay, but what does that imply? It implies that I can't leave them
right until morning. morning, but you could leave them to the rest of the night.
Right, meaning I could put my Emurim on the Mizbeach at night. I just can't leave them till morning. So what does that imply? It implies what can you do? So you can put the Emurim on the Mizbeach at night.
Right.
Okay, so the Gemara says, one second, but... Kulan, stop. What does that mean?
Right, so but the pasuk tells us that we burn on it the inukulan shelboker, all of the fat of the shaman. On it, you should finish all the korbanos.
Right. So it sounds like we've got a problem, because on the one hand, the Torah tells us that I can put my emurim, I can meniach my emurim on the mizbeach at night. But what about the mitzvah of hashlama?
Right.
Okay, which means it sounds like it's haktara. Which sounds like it's violating hashlama.
Right.
That's a problem.
What do you mean at night, but not the morning? Umar
says no. What does that mean? Now, just to be a little more dramatic, it's like he asked a question and he caught himself.
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's a bad question. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like the shkita and the.
Yeah. He's like, no, that's a crazy question. Can't be. He says, rather, what? Now, just one word answer. Good enough. What does that mean? Rashi. Oh, yeah, well, what's left over? Translate.
So when there's leftover from the korbanos that you sprinkled the dam before the tamid, and there wasn't enough time to do my
thing. Yeah.
Since it appears like the akrava was before this tamid shall bin rabayim, so then so it's considered as if it was
close enough. Okay, so what Weiss is trying to say, good. Weiss is trying to say is like this. Weiss is saying that I did my shechita and zrika, right? And when I did my shechita and zrika, I could have done my what? My haktara.
Yeah.
Right? So the haktara could have taken place prior to the korban tamid shel bein arbaim. It could have. Right? But I didn't. Right? But it could have. So since it could have, so the no, don't think of no sar when I say no sar. But the nosar here is that the haktara is left over from prior to the hashlama. So that haktara would not be considered a violation of the principle of hashlama.